Welcome to episode 178 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. Now I will run the random number generator. The random number generator has returned the coordinates of 13 hours, 34 minutes, 47.3 seconds for ascension, and negative 45 degrees, 32 minutes, 51 seconds declination. These coordinates point to an object known as the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy, which is named after the two people who discovered it in 1970 while observing at the Cerro Tololo Inter-American Observatory. Carlos Forcade was at the time a member of the research staff at the Observatorio Astronomico in Argentina, while Eduardo Figueroa was a night assistant working at Cerro Tololo. For some reason, the two authors of the paper announcing the discovery of this galaxy are Horacio Dottori and Carlos Forcade. Figueroa did not get invited to be a co-author on the paper, although he does get acknowledged in the first paragraph. Also, very interestingly, a Google search for either Carlos Forcade or Eduardo Figueroa will turn up lots of other unrelated people with the same name, including, for some reason, professional athletes. Anyway, the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is a very flat disk galaxy that is seen edge-on from Earth, so it looks like a faint hazy streak of light in the sky, and many astronomers have referred to it as super-thin. A typical spiral galaxy has a disk of gas and dust that bisects a spherical bulge of stars, but in the case of the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy, it has no bulge, so it could be thought of as pure disk. The galaxy is located in the constellation Centaurus, about 3 degrees away from the galaxy Centaurus A, which can be thought of as a large elliptical galaxy, even though it has a weird warped disk of gas and dust inside it. For a while, the close proximity of the two galaxies on the sky implied that the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy was part of the same group of galaxies as Centaurus A. In fact, one rather weird paper published in 1992 claimed that the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy was a filamentary structure created by a gravitational interaction between Centaurus A and the dwarf galaxy NGC 5237. However, the Cosmic Flows 2 survey has determined that the distance to the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is 22.7 million light-years, or 6.95 megaparsecs, which would place it 10.7 million light-years behind Centaurus A. So the two galaxies are really too far apart to have anything to do with each other. The reason why the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is a flat disk is most likely because it has somehow managed to avoid any major gravitational interactions with other galaxies. When the small galaxy falls into a much larger disk-shaped galaxy, the orbits of the stars in the larger galaxy will not be affected that much, but the orbits of the stars in the smaller galaxy will end up being scrambled, and those stars will eventually end up orbiting the center of the larger galaxy in a spherical structure that would more or less constitute a bulge. Since the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is a disk with absolutely no bulge, it looks like it has mostly avoided any of these types of merger events with other galaxies. On the other hand, observations of the gas in the outer parts of the galaxy that were published in 2021 show that the disk is warped, which means that the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is not completely isolated, but has had some sort of gravitational interactions with other galaxies, even if those other galaxies have not merged with the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy. That 2021 paper also stated that the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is very, very thin because its dark matter halo is compact. But I quite honestly did not understand that argument, and I think the most straightforward conclusion is that the Forcade-Figueroa galaxy is thin because nothing has fallen into the center of the galaxy, even if it has interacted with other galaxies. One final thing worth saying about this galaxy is that Horacio Dottori published a paper in 2024 with another Argentinian astronomer named Ruben Diaz that performed a detailed analysis of the infrared light from the Forcade Figueroa galaxy and found a compact infrared region within the center of the object. In astronomy, infrared light comes primarily from interstellar dust, and interstellar dust tends to be found in nebulae where stars are forming. So Dottori and Diaz suggested that they may have found a dusty nuclear region in the Forcade Figueroa galaxy where a large number of young stars were just beginning to form. Since I work on interstellar dust and star formation in other galaxies, I would be interested to see if these conclusions can be verified with additional observations with something like the James Webb Space Telescope or the Atacama Large Millimeter/Submillimeter Array. I would also be interested to see how much longer Horacio Dottori can continue to publish papers on the Forcade Figueroa galaxy. The time gap between his first paper with Carlos Forcade about the discovery of this galaxy and his latest paper on the infrared emission from the galaxy's nucleus is 51 years. My question is, can Horacio Dottori extend his streak of publishing papers about this galaxy up to 60 or even 70 years? We will need to wait until 2043 to find out. Anyway, the location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of the Forcade Figueroa galaxy in the sky very sadly does not correspond to anywhere in South America, but instead to a part of the Lewisville Seamount chain slightly over 2,400 kilometers east from Christchurch, New Zealand. This is a chain of seamounts that formed above a hotspot as it moved across the Pacific Plate, much in the same way that the Hawaiian Islands and a few other famous volcanic chains of islands have formed. The seamounts originated from the Lewisville hotspot, and if you are wondering where that hotspot is, it is not located near any city named Lewisville, but instead a place located deep underwater near where the Pacific Plate joins the Antarctic Plate. If Lewisville was instead the name of a tropical island paradise, possibly one that was attacked during World War II, I am certain that this Lewisville Seamount chain would be as famous as the Hawaiian Islands. The website for this podcast, which is not as famous as the Lewisville hotspot, is www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.